Certainly good to be here tonight. See so many of you come out. I want to talk to you tonight on the subject of what kind of member are you? In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, Paul tells us here to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. Now, that's not easy to do. That's rather hard to do. Because when we start to think about ourselves, we usually give ourselves a break. You know, I'm not really that bad. And we feel like that we're better than sometimes we are. And maybe you are. Maybe so. But have you ever tried to examine yourself? And just really thought about, where am I standing with God right now? Where do you feel like that you are in your relationship to Him? Do you feel close to Him? Or just sometimes close to Him? Or a lot of times you feel real distant from Him? You don't feel like you're very close at all to Him? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about God? How do you feel about Jesus? Are you really devoted to Him? Are you really devoted to Him? Do you really feel like you're ready to go? So, well, it wouldn't matter to me if I died tonight. Wouldn't matter to me if the Lord came back tonight. I'm ready to meet Him. I'm ready to go. You know, when Paul came to the close of his life, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. Paul said, I'm swinging all the way, so to speak. And that's what you're going to have to do if you're going to make it to heaven. You know that? Friends, there's things in the Bible, it's a sure way to go to hell. You know, let me tell you about something. Brother Tony tonight prayed in his prayer about those people that are in need, about us having and us helping those people. Let me tell you a sure way to go to hell. Matthew 25. Our Lord speaking here. He said, on them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, to the everlasting fire. That's Jesus speaking now. Okay? Prepare for the devil and his angels. I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not, sitting in prison, and you visited me not. And friends, if you don't answer human needs, you're not going to make it. You know the wonderful thing about this? We got brethren here tonight that's been over there to Africa and these other places and seen the need firsthand. That's right. And here we are. How many of us tonight are hungry? How many of us tonight are naked? How many of us tonight are in need? Jesus said that right there. You better read it. You better think hard about that, what you are doing when you give of your means to the Lord. He ain't going to take your leftovers. You may think He will, but He's not going to take it. He's not going to take it. I was hungry, you gave me meat. Thirsty, you gave me drink. Straight, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. Sitting in prison, and you vested me. You took care of me. Ever read on Matthew 7 what Jesus says here? Matthew 7 and 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, S-T-R-A-I-T, which means difficult. Friends, you're not going to stumble into heaven. That's right. You got to work at it. I got to work at it. And friends, my work's about over. Oh yeah, I know it. That's right, I'm about over. It's about over for me. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way, which leads to destruction, and many there be that go in therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Are you on that straight and narrow way? He said, you better believe it, preacher. You better believe it, preacher. I'm working at it every day. I give as I've been prospering. I help those people over there that are in need. I've never seen them, but I still help them. I still give. I still help. I take care of my relationship with Jesus Christ. I come here upon the first day of the week to worship Him, to remember His death, His agonizing death. I do it. I read my Bible. I study my Bible. You know, Paul told Timothy to study to show myself approved unto God. You want whose approval? Whose approval do you want? He said, well, preacher, I want God's approval. You better believe you want God's approval. You want to go through that straight gate, don't you? You want to live that straight life. You want to be on the way. Are you on the way? You're on the way to somewhere. Everybody here tonight's on the way to somewhere. And you can find some little ones here tonight, and we know for sure they're saved, don't we? But what about the rest of us? What kind of a member am I? What kind of a member am I? In James chapter 4, in verse 1, he said, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come not they hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. You kill and desire to have, cannot obtain. You fight in war, because yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteress, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? You hear that? The friend of the world. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You ever done that? You ever resisted the devil? And you knew. You was tempted. You knew you was tempted, but you said, I will not obey it. Say, I will not obey what Satan is trying to get me to do. You knew it was wrong. You knew it was wrong. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Ooh, I like to feel close to Him, don't you? Don't you like to feel close to Him? And when you pray, don't you feel like it's so good to talk to a Father like He is? He cares about me and my problems. He cares about you and your problems too. We sang that song, Let Me Live Close to Thee. Well, He'll let you live close to Him. If any separation comes, it's going to be you leaving Him. He's not going to leave you. Your sins that come between you and the Lord. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Friends, that's one thing we need to work on. We get full of ourselves. We think we've arrived. We think we're the best. We think we've got it made. We think we've got it all. You need a good old dose of humility. That's right. We just people. We just folk. That's what we are. I have fought a good fight. You're still fighting the fight, aren't you? You're going to lay hold on eternal life. You can't give up. You can't give in. You can't turn back. You can't quit. I love what Paul said in 1 Corinthians about himself, about how he lives his life. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says in verse 23, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize? So run that you may obtain. Keep on trying. Keep on working. Keep on going. I therefore so run, he says in verse 26, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Now, Paul says, I got a certain thing in my mind, in my goal that I'm doing. I'm not just jogging along. I'm not just playing around. I got a certain goal that I'm running in. I'm going for. He's got that goal. He's certain about his life. And friends, we can be the same way today. Certain about our life. We know whose side we're on. What kind of member are you? What kind of member was Paul? But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Paul said, I make my body my slave. Okay. So you get yourself by the collar, look in the mirror, and say, okay, this is right, and you're going to do it. Okay? This is the right thing to do. That's what righteousness is, isn't it? Is that not true? Righteousness? Doing the right thing? And you don't just do it when somebody else is watching or looking. You do it all the time. That's how you get close to God. And you get stronger as you live your life. You know, I love the words back in the old Bible about what Joshua said. Back in Joshua, I believe it's chapter 24. Now, we know, well, I say we know, we probably know how the children of Israel were. They ran hot and cold, so to speak. They was up and down. Now, Moses is now dead, and Joshua is the leader of these people. And he says to him in Joshua 24 and 14, he says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Sincerity. Truth. Well, we feel we've got the truth, don't we, brethren? You say, you're right, preacher. I wouldn't be here tonight. But have we got the sincerity? Have we got the sincerity? You know, I read a story one time about this boy and girl was engaged. They went one night to some kind of gathering. A lot of people there. And the Lord went off, fire, fire. The old boy, he broke. Get out of there. He got out of there. And this old, so he started looking around for his fiance. Well, if he had finally, she comes out. You know the first thing she gave him?
That's right, that engagement ring.
Wasn't much sincere to that relationship, was it? Have you ever thought about that in your relationship with God? Are you sincere? Serve him, Joshua said, in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Make a choice. And friends, our life is made of choices. You tonight, and me too, are the sum total of the choices you made in life and I've made in life. I'm a free moral agent in New York too. And I've made choices in life and you have too. And I am the sum total tonight of those choices. I can't blame nobody else. That's right. I can't pack it off on nobody else. It's my choices. Serve him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods your father served on this out of blood. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Oh, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. And then he said this. Now you think about this. But as for me In my house, we will serve the Lord. Could you say that? You know what I think? I think the man should be the spiritual leader of the family. You read Ephesians chapter 5. See if you come to that same conclusion. I believe the man should be the spiritual leader of his family. I do that. I believe it. Are you, brethren? You know, sometimes we talk about people that's gone on. Old brother so-and-so, old sister so-and-so, you know, they're gone on. But what about us that's left here? Are we still carrying on the work of the church as we should? Are we serving Him in sincerity and truth? Are you the spiritual leader of your family? He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Do you love your wife? Do you love your wife? You know, the Bible is a pretty personal book, isn't it? Yes, it certainly is. It certainly is. And you know what? It's all good. You ever thought about that? It's all good advice throughout it. And not only that, if we live by it, someday we're going to live with the Lord and the saved of all ages. That's right. You plan on going to heaven? You are, aren't you? You're going to have to fight a good fight. You got to be sincere. You study to show yourself approved unto God. And you live it every day. Sometimes people complain, murmur. The Bible speaks against that. That's right. Because we ought to be the happiest people in the world. That's right. We should be. I think about so many times how much God has blessed me, what He's does for me, what He's done for me. He's brought me a long way. He's brought you a long way too. Praise God. Thank God for it. What kind of a member has that made me? In the book of Hebrews, the writer which we think to be Paul, may not be Paul. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, in verse 12, he said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. If you are left, your belief wasn't what it should be, your faith was wavering. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Please let me tell you tonight, you know this already. Satan will deceive you. He doesn't come to you with a smile saying, I'm your deadly enemy, I'm going to destroy you. He don't come that way. He pats you on the back, shakes your hand. He comes to you trying to get you to go away from God. Because if he can get you, he may can get your wife. Or your husband. Or your kids. Don't you want to be like Joshua? As he said, as for me and my house, do you not think he is a spiritual leader of his house? He spoke for his whole house, this man did. We will serve the Lord. Can you say that for your house? Friends, I was meeting one time in Louisiana. Staying with these people. So each day, refrigerator, there's a new note on that refrigerator. New verse of scripture. What is it? And so each member of the family, they had a certain day, because we're about going to check on the refrigerator, aren't we?
I see something amusing. Each day was another one's day to put a verse of scripture up there. What's your favorite verse of scripture for the day? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The writer of Hebrews said, exhort each other daily while it's called today. Now, during this week's meeting, you need to be here every night. And you will be exhorted. You will be encouraged. And you will be drawn closer to God. Lest anyone be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Look on down in chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Now we know about that promise, right? What's that promise? Well, Jesus died for our sins. We know about that promise. And when this life is over, I want to enter into his rest. Don't you? I plan on going to heaven. You are too, aren't you? That's right. Paul talked about himself. I run, not as uncertain. I fight, not as one that beateth the air. I'm serious about this, Paul said. It says right here, Hebrews 4 and 1, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of him. Think about something you're doing right now. Maybe not. But say you were. Something's wrong. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. It may be some program you're watching on TV. It may be something you're doing with your little computer. And somebody comes in, you don't see what you're looking at. You don't see what you're reading, what you're watching. You don't want nobody to see it because you're ashamed of it. Sure, you're ashamed of it. You know what? You know who else is watching too, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, God sees it too. He sure does. Here's a little song I'm not fixing to sing. My Lord keeps a record of the life I'm living down here. He knows all about me, my troubles, my trials, my fear. My Lord keeps a record. Friend, he keeps a record. He keeps a record. He's watching. A promise being left thus an end into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Just one thing. What if God told me, Jesus told me, on judgment day, now, Wilma, there's one thing you wouldn't give up. And you knew it was wrong. You knew it was sin. And you just would not give it up. I read one time with a preacher article about a man had come to see him. He said, preacher, I got a problem. He said, okay, let's talk about it. He said, okay, my problem is I got a girlfriend. I'm also married. And preacher, I have tried to give that girlfriend up, and I've tried to give her up, and I've tried, and I've prayed, and I've cried, and I've prayed, and I've cried, and I can't give her up. Guess what the preacher said? She's got to go. She's got to go. She's got to go. I've cut a limb off a tree. That's right. Satan will tell you, someday later on, you're not fixed to die today, don't worry about it, just someday, you know, Satan gives you just enough, see, makes it pleasure, don't you? You think, well, I just can't do it, but you can. You can turn it loose, you can let it go. You can be a strong member. You can be like Joshua was. As for me and as for my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
First John 2 and 15. First John 2 and 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Lust of the flesh, fleshly lust. Fleshly lust. And then the lust of the eyes. We see it, we want it. And then once we got it, we have pride of life, you know. Don't we? Oh yeah. Yeah. We like to talk about what we got. We like to show people what we have. Like that man says, he showed a friend about the back of his house. He looked back. There's a pasture, and there's a cows are grazing, there's a river running back through back there across his land. He said, that makes it hard to die. That's what he said. That makes it hard to die. Kind of like we read about in the Bible. Jesus talking here about a rich man. Parable, he says, the ground of a rich man brought forth plentifully. Now, don't we have the same thing? You know, friends, today we was going up this road here, up the church house, up to David's house. Maybe you see that garden beside the road. I mean, it's just beautiful. Hard work. Somebody's put in there. Rich soil, the rain we've been getting. And what hadn't your ground and brought forth plenty. You got cows, grass to grow. You got a good job. You got good clothes to wear. You got some men you can't get them in a closet. They get about right. Had to kind of squeeze them in there. They get all wrinkled up, you know, because you got so much. So this man had the same problem. And you know what he said? What should I do? I have nowhere room where to store my fruits. He said, this I'll do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Now, ain't that us? He didn't say nothing about strong drink. Did he? You ever get through eating breakfast and ask your wife, let's go have a lunch? I didn't give them that. We're going to have supper. We'll need some more. Are she usually married? I am. That's this guy right here. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, well, what would you call a man like that? A success, wouldn't we? He's a successful businessman. Why, look at what he's got. He ain't even got room where to put it. You don't either, do you? Brother Tony prayed his prayer tonight about those people who are very needy. And you're not going to help them? You're not going to help them? You better read Matthew 25. You better read it long and hard. Because that's a sure way to be lost right there. You know, you ain't going to get around that. You're going to get around it. I'll tell you right now. You ain't going to get around it. That's right there in the book. You read it right out of the book. You ain't going to get around that. Not going to get around it. Here's the smell of all this. And the build bigger barns. God said you're a fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. And who shall those things be which thou to provide? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Somebody say we got a, let me see,
we got a ring on every finger, a chicken in every pot, a car in every garage. America's been blessed. America's been blessed. You've been blessed. I've been blessed. We must not be worldly. We must be strong. We must live for the Lord. We must keep fighting every day. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 in verse 12. Notice what he says here. Have you, let me ask you this before I read this scripture, okay? Have you ever compared yourself to some other Christian? You ever done that? And you say, well, you know, I'm better than they are. I'm better this way. Or this is how, this is what they said. Or this is how they lived. And so I must be okay because they said that was okay. Or they lived this way. You know what the Bible says about that? We dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measure themselves by themselves. But they measure themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Friends, our goal in this life is to be more like Christ. That's right. In fact, we read in Philippians chapter 2, if you want to turn with me there, start at verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. And we talked a while ago about being humble, okay? In lowliness of mind, that each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you. This mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Don't do anything because of anger or vainglory. Don't do it to get somebody to boast, brag on you. Don't do it because of anger. Don't look every man on his own things, but look every man on the things of others. Look at Philippians chapter 1 this time. Now, I'm not fixing to condemn praying for the sick. I believe in praying for the sick. But don't you notice here what Paul prays about, okay? Okay, Philippians 1 and verse 9. In this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. So what does that mean to me? The more knowledge that you've got, the better judgments you're going to make. You'll never live better than you know. If you don't know it, you're not going to live. You know that you're not going to live if you don't know it. So Paul says, I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent. Now, when you send your child to school, you want your child to learn and to grow and to approve things that are excellent, don't you? Sure you do. Well, you think God does not want us to do the same thing? See, friends, as I study the Bible and I understand God's will for me, and I want to approve of things that are excellent, I will be ready to meet him if he comes back. I I love what Joshua said. I love what he said. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You choose who you're going to serve. You just make your own decision about what you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you what Joshua's going to do. As for me and my house, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere. Now here comes that word again. Sincere. Do you feel like you're a sincere Christian? And you know, you're sincere about this. You serve them in sincerity and in truth. That's right. That you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. And then he says, look at verse 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. How much fruit are we bearing, brethren? How much fruit are we bearing, sisters? Are we filled with the fruits of righteousness? Paul said you study, you learn. I pray that your love may abound in knowledge and in all judgment. Approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense to the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Being filled with those fruits. What kind of a member am I? I'm going to read you a sad story. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. Listen to this, okay? For when for the time you ought to be teachers. And friends, I'm 79 years old. When I was 9, I was baptized 70 years ago. Don't you think I ought to be ready to meet my Lord? He said, well, you ought to be, yeah. He's given me plenty of life. He has. So there comes a time in each of our lives that we ought to be able to teach somebody else. Okay? Notice what the writer says. You have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and I become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Here I am, as old as I am. Do I need to go back and let somebody teach me the first principles of the oracles of God? Do I still just need milk? Notice what he says. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You see people today in our world that are so skilled in different things. They're just very skillful. But how skillful are we with God's Word? Are we still a babe? Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use. You know what I used to could do when I went to high school? I used to could type. I could. Not the best in the world, but about type. I can still type. You know how? Just like that. Can't no more type like I used to could do. Nothing. You know why? I didn't use it. And I lost it. I lost it. I wished I hadn't. I wished I kept on. But I did. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Now here's what I want to do in you. Talk to you now, okay? To discern both good and evil. So I want to see what's black and what's white. what's wrong and what's right. There's no gray area. Now, don't you can forget that. The Bible don't talk about a gray area. Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. If you're not scattering, if you're not gathering, you're scattering. Brother, it's high time that we decide this is serious. The day is far spent. The night is at hand. And we must be ready. We must be ready. Everything's been done for me and you. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, which He did. He loves you. He loves me. He loves everybody. He's not willing that any should be lost. He wants all to be saved. The church, right here, wherever you may go, meets regularly. Meets regularly. They come together. The Lord's Supper is spread every first day of the week. Right, people come there. Your brothers, your sisters, who encourage you, to encourage you and to encourage me. Things have been done. And friends, there's no reason for any of us to be lost. We must not be lost. We must be ready. We must be ready. Tonight we're going to sing a song of invitation. If you're not a member of the church, we beg you tonight to come to be baptized, to be born again. 10 of your sins, confess your belief in Jesus Christ by saying, I believe that He is God's Son. Tonight you can be baptized, you can be born again. If you've been a member of the church, you've gone away, beg you to come back. Confess your faults. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for prayer. Once you come together, we stand and we sing.